Hey kids, the program you're about to listen to contains some adult situations, adult language, themes, and other adult topics. If you're easily offended, this show's not for you.
Hey, you crazy motherfuckers. Welcome back to another edition of Crazy Truth. I am your host with the most, Cole, and I'm here with the lovely, lovely tongue-induced Miss Amanda.
Hey.
She's here to lick your way into your heart. It's what she does. So we're here doing a show.
Leah thought that was hilarious.
Don't encourage her,
no,
please.
No, little do people. Okay, before we came on. I licked your glasses
yes.
while they were on your head.
Yes, and she
How
did it.
How many times have you done that to poor innocent girls?
Look,
you want to see underwater?
It's a unique way for me to show off my tongue skills
with glasses and licking.
I want them up close. Look at it this way: when I do it to a girl and they've got their glasses on, okay, it's like being in a shark cage. It's what their pussy sees as I'm coming in for a lick.
Whatever.
With the safety of a plexiglass cover protecting them from my mighty tongue.
Whatever.
Oh, fuck. What time do we even start this
I guess you should have been paying attention.
Oh, shit. Well, that's what happens. Sometimes the shark tank...
7:39.
Sometimes the sharks come in and just fucking zap it. I got clitorized on my eyes. Okay. I got clit. Nah.
Oh, my gosh. So, yes, it was hilarious. I can stop laughing.
No, you can't.
Just to start this.
Yeah.
Did I?
I don't know. Did you? Bicycle. Okay. Stop. Don't hit me. Oh. We got to do some important shit here.
Don't hit me. I can't do that on camera.
I still got a fucking bruise, man. Ow, you fucking... Okay, first of all, for those of you who give two flying fucks, this is season 3, episode 116. Holy shit. What are you trying to get your... Are we going to listen? Hold on. I'll put the mic by your boobs and see if they go slap, 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 slap. Anyways, I'll be... Hold on. So we're episode... What? Oh, fuck. What's going on?
Episode 116.
Season 3. Oh, God. Really? For those of you just listening at home, Miss Amanda's currently jacking her fucking microphone off. It's titty fucking her. Okay, so anyways, let's try to do some sponsors while we still have them. I don't know how long that'll be. Anyways, altplayground.net, it just keeps growing. It's a lot like a penis. It just keeps growing with the addition of sexy mofos, and now Swinger Social has joined the family. Alt Playground is making big moves to best serve the lifestyle. It's a community. It's on the grow. On the grow? On the go and the grow. So be part of the movement too. Sign up today, altplayground.net. Make sure you find Crazy Casbah. That's us. And join out part of our family while you're there. Also, remember, intelligent swingers are... I fucked it all up. Remember, knowledgeable swingers are good swingers, so make sure you sign up and subscribe to our good friends at ASMLifestyleMagazine.com. 3 million swingers can't be fucking wrong. Be 3,000,001 today. Get signed up. And finally, do you need lube, toys, other sexual adventure, and such? Why not? Visit our good friends at PureRomance.com. That would be Kelsey Living Good. So pureromance.com/Kelsey, K-E-L-S-E-Y, Living Good, LIVENGOOD, 2871189. Go there today, get some lube, get some condoms, see what you can do. Look at me go. Okay, now we're ready to start the show.
Okay.
Let the shows begin, bitches.
Oh, boy.
So, okay. Oh, I got to be.
It wasn't 116 last week.
Well, it wasn't 116 last week.
The show.
No, the show was 115 last week.
Well,
this week's 116.
I'm like, I just edited it today.
We ran a little behind on stuff. So, okay. So, last week we were talking about being naked and fucking stuff and things. And
a naked good time.
And a naked good time. Absolutely. So, okay. So, we got all kinds. We have a plethora of places to go.
So we're going to talk about being clothed this time or what?
So this week's show is Miss Amanda's show. So I'm going to step out and we'll be back at halftime to see how we're doing with shit. And we're going to mosey on from there.
The smart ass is large in me today.
Shit. Oh, shit. Feel the strength.
When a guy on Twitter goes,
oh, God,
what did you think about my dick?
Mm-hmm.
Never ask a smart ass. It's a dick.
It looks like its owner. Thank you very much. I'll be here all week.
Yeah, I'm like, just like any other dick. Well, but okay.
It seems to be shaped similar to others.
How big is it? Oh, because then I get mean. Yeah. How big is it?
Don't you can't tell people you get mean on the podcast.
No, I don't get mean.
She
get,
likes all dicks. She appreciates all sizes. Send your dick pictures, please.
I'm talking about these vanillas.
Well, vanillas aren't supposed to be finding your shit.
On Twitter, they do.
I wonder why.
When you hashtag dirty, stuff dirty. As MILF and curvy, they find you all over the place.
They're seeking you out. They're on a mission. Donut.
I get messages constantly.
Donut. MILF. I get it. It is what it is.
And then when they're young and stop, don't even message me again.
Look, we have more entertainment value listening to fucking the stupid shit vanilla people send. I think the best question I love all the time is, does your husband know you do this? And it's like, no, huh? Read my fucking profile. No, he doesn't know. He doesn't have a clue.
They don't. It is notorious. Guys do not read. What the hell? I'm going to have to edit that out.
No, you don't have to edit it out. It's a burp. Burping happened. It's a real life thing. It's a bodily fluid. Look, we're swingers. I think we've all heard shit like, that's the sound of a squishy, of a yeah. moist penis.
Yeah.
We've heard.
I know the
we've
sound.
Heard, that's a ball slapping on an ass. We've heard, that's the sound of a young lady giving her undivided devoted love to the man she's with, choosing his dick over air. We've heard that somebody had too much to drink, puking up in the corner. I mean, we're swingers. We dig sound. We dig sound effects. It's what we
do. No, some of them are really gross.
Well, there's always this sound. Ah! That's either children in a grocery store, as today, or that's somebody having a good time. And we do hear this also. I have witnessed this. I have heard it. And I have been responsible for making this sound. Are you ready? Everybody get ready. You ready? Say, are you ready or not? Yes or no?
I think I'm ready.
I got to cover because it'll be too loud otherwise. Ow! Ow! Oh, God! Cramp! Cramp, man down! Cramp! Oh!
You have said that.
You just haven't been a swinger long enough if you haven't had a cramp in some weird fucking spot. I have found more cramp spots in my body.
What's weird is when you get the one on the arch of your foot.
Oh, it ain't weird. That's just fucking, that's horrible.
I've gotten that.
That's just horrible. And you can't move your toes and you're like trying to fuck through it. But all you can do is just whimper in pain. You're just like, oh, God, I'm going down. I'm going. Look, I've had a nut removed. And you know what? I'd rather have a nut removed than a fucking foot arch cramp. I mean, I don't want to, again, because I don't have that many nuts. I don't have any extra nuts now. So, I mean, let's not remove any more nuts. But I'm just saying.
You only had one to spare.
I just had, yeah. It wasn't like I had a sack of marbles.
A guy's ass cheek once.
You know what?
Charlie horse hamstring. What? Cramps suck. Yeah, tell me about
that. You know
what
I should? What I really should do? This would be funny as fuck.
Oh, God, what?
This would be awesome. I need to take and have, like, keep an extra couple ping pong balls with me and, like, have sex with a girl from behind that she doesn't know, you know, that doesn't know, doesn't listen to our show, obviously, but knows I've had surgery. And all of a sudden, just randomly drop a ping pong ball so it hits the floor. Doink, 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 doink. And go, oh, fuck, the other one. Get that. Nobody move. I need that one. That's my last one. It fell out.
That's rotten.
The stitches didn't hold. The stitches didn't hold.
No one would believe you.
I don't think I could do it with a straight face, but it'd be funny as fuck. Total mood killer.
Oh my God, I lost a nut.
The part is you've got to yell, nobody move, like it's a contact. Nobody moved, I lost a ball. And just see everybody stand there. We may have to try this weekend when everybody's drunk.
No.
And everybody like starts looking around, like, what's it look like? It's kind of round and wet. Round and wet. I don't think I have any spares with me. I'm sorry. I apologize. Wow, this show is already We are, we're 9 minutes into it, and it's completely off the fucking rails at this point in time. Well, you could do that with, like, your ovaries. We just need marbles. I heard it hit the ground. It's somewhere right around here.
No one would believe the ovaries.
Ooh, that reminded me of another sound we've heard. You ready? That is a chick that's had way too much sex in the pool, and her pussy lips sound like a manta ray gracefully going through the water.
Oh, my God. Oh, I live with this. I really do.
By the way, you'll want to buy the new CD. It's called Sex Sound Effects by Casbah. No. You too. Who can forget this Christmas classic?
Thing is, you don't hear them from me. Okay, the gagging I did a couple times.
You don't gag very awesome. Awesome. No, you do it very often. You don't do it very often. It's because you fake it for me.
This is where you get that.
Yeah. It's like, oh, yeah. It's like when you call me daddy. I know you don't actually mean it. And I know it's totally fake. And you're like, oh, daddy. But you know what? In my own brain, the way I hear it is, oh, daddy. So, I mean, it like there's like a translate button in my brain. So it takes your phony oh daddy and turns it into that hot oh daddy that I want to hear in my head. See
every
how that works?
Every wife knows the triggers to get their husband off faster. I had this discussion with a coworker one time. Because I'm like,
fuck my sister.
He just fucks me till I can't just stand it anymore. And I'm like, honey, you know, need to know the trigger words. And she goes, what, like, oh daddy, give me some more. So it comes like crazy.
That
and she's like, the look on her face, her mouth had dropped down.
It's because I used to work there and she knows me also. That's why. For those of you that are just listening, you really need to join our page so you can be watching the madness at the same time. Because I just totally... We have a secret Facebook page.
Don't touch my bicycle.
For those of you who have never heard of us before in 116 episodes, we do this in front of our live... our live Facebook group. Don't tell the others. Fuck that up too. Jesus fucking Christ. This is our first show. Congratulations. Hi, I'm Cole. Who are you? Welcome to our new guest host.
I'm just a girl with
just a girl in the video. Well, I don't really have anything else to talk about, and I think it was a good show. We'll call this a wrap and just move along with shit. We probably should do something. Well, you think?
I don't know. People might get a kick out of listening to us banter.
Yeah, but I'm done talking
when
with
you
now.
When we used to cam on an adult webpage.
That's not a sponsor, T-Bass.
Yeah, so they're not going to get mentioned. But we would cam, and the first 45 minutes was fucking, and then the other hour and a half was just talking and us goofing off.
You know what was great about that in hindsight?
What?
There were people that watched us every single night.
And they...
Didn't religiously
watch the sex part. Yeah.
Well, no, but they, even when they were first and they were watching the sex part, they religiously watched us every single night, right? Mm-hmm. You still had all your parts then.
Yeah.
Okay. And at no point in time did I ever, and when we did Cooter Cameron, at no point in time was there anything nasty or messy that they ever got to see, or no, it was ever a night of you can't because, and they never figured it out.
And I never wore a cup.
No. Nope. We just faked it. You know that slapping ass sound? Yep, we faked it. Back behind her.
I always wondered if that, well, because we always did it like from the front and then you were
right
behind me.
You knew the right facial expressions to make.
Yeah.
And you knew the right sounds to make. And I'd
You're
slap your ass.
Secret, so
we don't cam anymore. It's a tuck up the string. Yeah, that was. I mean, no one ever caught on to
that. That was hilarious. And then it was like, oh, Cooter cam. I'm like, fuck. Get over there. Let's hide some shit. Okay.
Yay.
Let's from this angle ish. Okay, there you go.
It's where. Hey, you didn't wear the swimsuit top.
I didn't.
Well, what the fuck? How are we going to sell that? We got two more of those. We need you to. You were supposed to have your tits exposed. Not exposed. They're supposed to be covered with it. Jesus. How can we hawk our products if look, girl in video one. fucking Christ, Vanna. If Vanna White showed up and forgot to turn the letters, really? Okay, so for anybody who listens that happens to be a divorce attorney, send us an email. We'd love to hear from you. It'd be great. And if you think she's hotter than I am, fuck off. I don't want to hear from you. No, just kidding. Oh, fuck. Why do we do this? Why? At what point in time did I go, God, let's do this? Oh, yeah, I didn't, because I'm a tension whore. Never mind. I remember now.
Fucking table. I remember it.
Guess somebody should.
What would you think about us doing a podcast? You want me to talk?
We started off, you just wanted to be the girl in the video. And now you actually want to fuck, you want lines and shit. Jesus Christ, you're killing me. I'm just kidding. We love her. And look.
I'd rather just laugh at you.
Wait a minute. What did Robert say about Jingle Ball? I don't want to know. We sent videos. Hey, now
made with sex sounds would that be ping pong ball be the sound of the beat to Jingle Balls?
Yes. So okay, hey, like, now don't forget, everybody. We want to put this plug out here. Remember, you need to check out Miss Amanda's porn page, Pornhub. Look under models and search under Kasbh, KASBH. I have a co-starring role. That's my penis. That's currently in there. But much more importantly is, again, she's still taking applications. So if you want to be in a video, remember, send a good video, but send it to her, crazy.kasbh@gmail.com. Put audition.
Message it to me.
No. How about we don't give that out? Jesus. And for all of you stalkers and psychotic people, hey, how about we hurry and fucking, like, I'll give out our home address in just a little bit. It'll be great. Anyways, send this video. Put dick in the fucking subject line. I'll know not to look at it. We'll go from there. How about that? Make sure it's impressive. Make it do tricks. Roll over. Roll over. Helicopter. Yeah. So there you go. And we like to see how much Miss Amanda loves a good spoo shot.
The one guy that sent me a thing saying, "Do you like my dick?" Literally was like 2 seconds of him sticking his hand and hitting the table. But it wasn't that big. It just hit the table. I'm like, he must have been the right height for it to hit
the
table.
If you need a wide angle lens to get all of your cock in the picture, but that, let us know that ahead of time so we know to look at both pictures together. And you know, remember, if you want to put it next to items to compare, you're more than fucking welcome.
Even Vanna ran the wheel.
Okay. So let's fuck, jeez. Wow.
I've sidetracked you for a whole, you know, fucking almost butter, 20 minutes.
No shit, we're almost a fucking halftime, and we haven't done a goddamn thing we're supposed to do. This has been like the story of the last week and
a
half.
Does it mean that we have to do something?
Yes, because people expect certain things. They like, ow, you fucking toe bag. They for those of you listening, you need to be in watching this. Check out our YouTube channel, because this video is great. Amanda's fucking tugging on cords and shit. Anyways. Yes, because people come here to learn shit. So somebody's going to listen to this whole thing and be like, I didn't learn anything other than these two people are
fucking
nuts.
Well,
why
do they have to? They have to learn. Maybe they want to learn that they can be a fun couple like we are.
Yeah, that's what that's the question they send in all the fucking time. How can we be more like you? They figured that out. Mushrooms. Bits and stems.
Why miss?
Bits and stems. Just fucking saying. We went to the grocery store and we had quite a shop. Quit touching my cord, goddammit. You fucking. Jesus, he's trying to take my ears. This is what Mickey went through all the time. No, I get it. Fucking mini, that bitch. Anyways. You know,
you
no one is probably gonna
drinking.
Listen. No one's gonna listen to this show when it comes out. But we sure did have a lot of fun making the motherfucker.
No, we haven't been drinking. Amanda can't until she gets permission from her doctor.
That's because Amanda's older and she has to take different meds. Hey, the guy's sending them for MILFs, looking for MILFs. That's attractive. Yes, she has to do pill shit. It's hot. Okay. Here's the deal. Not only can you get to fuck her, you might get to help her counter pills. Just saying.
Who's laughing now? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, put some hand cream up in there. Anyways,
Ew. Hand cream?
Hand cream, lube, cooking oil, whatever you can find. I wouldn't put cooking oil because, you know.
It might burn.
It might burn, but boy, you're going to slide like a motherfucker. slip and slide that shit.
Did I get into the catnip?
Maybe.
It wouldn't work for me anyway. It's all good. I'm just loopy. Yesterday I did nothing but sleep.
Mm-hmm.
After doing grounding, I went back and I just slept all day. Got up, went to bed.
Oh, and she dealt with a 20-year-old on messages, which is always entertaining. So, yeah. Anyways, otherwise, yes. Yeah. So, what happened here is she's had too much sleep. So, we'll be doping Miss Amanda up later on.
I used less than Benadryl. Damn it.
This is like a little, Jesus. This is like a little kid. Ooh, might need this, ran a cold, knock your ass out. It'll be all right.
There's another
one of those bodily
sounds. I have not gone to sleep today.
You have not. I've been impressed.
I don't think. No, I haven't.
Wow. There we go. Perfect. No, because every time you go to sleep somewhere, your mind starts meandering. You went to sit down in the hammock, and where did your mind go? Straight to your cooter. Yep, sure did, pumpkin. Uh-huh. Yep. You started thinking about work. Where did your mind go? Straight to the nursing room. Yep. Where did it go?
I never gave out what room I used.
I'm sorry, the meditation room. Whatever, you know. So, I mean, it is what it is. Just saying. Shit, fuck. Yeah.
Okay, how many people go for a hookup?
Okay.
It's been a while, but you can
didn't think back, Cole. Okay.
And something was just so hot that every time you thought about it, it turned you on. It happens.
Yeah, it does happen.
Yeah, well, my mind keeps going there.
Yeah, but he's like your boyfriend. You fuck him all the time. Is this like an anniversary of some variety? X number of weeks knowing each other? No, it's because you got to do him twice in 1 week. That's what it was.
Well, once was in a hotel room, and that's a little bit more memorable than
it's,
a room.
It's supposed to be, ideally. Mm-hmm. But that was a first for you. So you broke new ground.
What was the first?
Banging him twice in 1 week.
Yeah, that was unusual. But yeah.
Yeah. Look at you go.
Women.
Woo! What an accomplishment. On Facebook, you get like a badge.
Actually.
What? Yeah, you've been fucking?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Gotta love Queen. Just saying. Anywho, it is what
it
is. So, okay.
My God.
Are we to fucking halftime?
Jesus. You have like 8 minutes.
Oh, okay. Fuck, man. We haven't even asked a fucking answer, ask a question. Nah, fuck, I don't know.
Well, but it was a legitimate thing if you have a hookup.
It is, actually.
I asked you a legitimate question.
Okay, so yeah, okay, yes.
I've had several hookups. It isn't just...
I ask a legitimate question. Good job. Fucking A.
I've had several hookups that I can remember thinking about.
What?
You just... In the last 11 years, I should have something.
You've had more than just a couple. Don't act like you've had sex like 3 times in the last 11 years.
I didn't say that.
You've had more than that. We have a ticker at one point in time. We took account.
We did take account.
And the numbers were exciting. But no, yes, there are certain times that there are certain things that... Here's what's sad, though. This is going to sound horrible. When I used to sell cars, I can still think that way about certain car deals. There's this huge pause.
Are you serious?
Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. But, okay, now...
Did it give you a hard-on?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, it got me straight the fuck off. Oh, now shut up. Look, the Kingsters can go into some magic land of fucking... of, ooh, I get off without touching. Why the fuck can't I own sales?
You can.
I mean, you know, if you can do it off of the shit other people do. There are sales. There were some that were so fucking... memorable.
But there's what an interrogation kink.
Yeah.
Right.
Look, when you take and you spend 8 fucking hours with somebody who walks through the door and they tell you, you can try, many have, you'll never sell me a car. I never buy a car in the first day. Never. And 8 hours later, they're like, I can't believe I bought a car. And you're like, fucking, I am so hard right now. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You don't get to eat that day. You didn't get to go have a cigarette. No, I mean, you just were like fucking full focus and full bore and fucking just, oh, yeah. Yeah. That can be just, I can get, yeah. Yep. That's why I'm with sex, too. So anybody listening, that's why I'm with sex, too. Just saying. Focused.
At least mine was sexual.
Well, now I feel all weird and uncomfortable. That's not even fair.
No, you're fine.
Yes, no. Yeah, you can't. It is perfectly. You should have fucking warm, fuzzy, moist feelings about hookups and shit. I mean, that's
it's
totally
normal.
It is normal. I think new people need to know that it's normal.
Yes, it is very normal.
It's very normal. You're going to talk about it for weeks.
We would go on a couple's hookup.
Oh, God.
And we would talk about it for the entire week, and every time we ended up in the bedroom,
fucking. Uh-huh. Yep. It would take nothing.
Wasn't it hot when so-and-so did this? Oh, yeah.
Next thing you know, we're there. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was. I think that was one of the best parts about this. That was one of the hottest things about fucking, about swinging. The sex afterwards when you first start is fucking stupid hot. When you're thinking about it, it's like, whoa. It's like you have a constant. It's like having Pornhub plugged directly into your brain.
Yeah,
and it's just constantly going, and it's your favorite porn because it's you, and you're just like, whoa. Look, I still have a phone in this house with a broken screen that has some videos that I'm gonna have to pay to have this phone fixed. It's the only way I can get the videos off of it. That there is no way in God's green earth I'm throwing that motherfucker away without spending. It's going to cost me like $400. But those videos, here's the thing. Those videos were like, one of those videos is a minute 36. One of those minutes is 5 minutes. One of those videos is like 23 seconds. Here's the deal. The minute 36 video, halfway through, I will shoot my load watching it. And that was a video that happened like, 4 years ago, I think 4 or 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
And it still fucking caused me. And the 5 minute one, shit, there ain't no way I'm getting all the way through that motherfucker. And that's how hot it was. And it's just like, that's the fucking, no Pornhub sex has ever been as hot as those videos. And those are fucking, and I've got about 10 of those.
I know
that
a couple
are nummy,
of them.
Nummy, 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 nummy.
I only remember a couple of them.
What's funny is I'm not in any of them.
I know.
I'm not in them. And it's like, which, I mean, you know, I mean, if my own dick made me that excited, I could just look in the mirror and be like, puh, damn, I'm sexy. So, but no, it was bucket
list.
That's
what things. I think when I see them.
It's bucket
list. God, look how pale you look.
It's bucket list things. Bucket list things that I wanted you to do. And I was like, oh, fuck, yeah. That was, oh, God. I got to go. I'll be right back. We're to halftime.
Might as well do halftime.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry.
Why do you do that?
Because halftime. That guy's a dick.
Oh.
Hold on, it's halftime.
Fucking hate it.
That halftime guy, he's an asshole. He won't get off the microphone. Shh. Let him do his stuff so he'll leave. Do you need kick-ass shirts, masks? Do you need to let people know where your attitude is? Do you want to let people know, fuck you, this is the way I do it, my life, my world, my way? Hell yes, you do. Well, then you need to visit CrazyCasma.com today. Check out all their merch, shirts, glasses, masks, eye masks, and so much more. Visit today, CrazyCasma, CrazyKasbh.com today, and get yours now. Wow, that guy fucking ran out of here fast. That was amazing. I don't know if that'll help us sell any merch or not, but sure, it's a lot of fun doing that. I thoroughly enjoy that. What do you think of the sound effect? What do you think of the new high-tech sound effects we had there?
Yeah, that was nice.
That was awesome.
You know, we have a sound
I know, but effect. We don't know how to use that. This is so much more fun. You know, look, any podcast can have sound effects and expensive editing and quality topics and quality microphone equipment.
A lot of shit I don't edit.
Not us.
Unless I can remember when I'm editing that you burped, I will leave it in there.
And you get three chances to remember. We're like teenage sex. That is what Crazy Truth is like, teenage sex.
Oh, that's how
okay? You know, when you were a teenager and you were fucking in the backseat of a car, it was raw, it was awkward, you got weird cramps, you were in a weird position, it probably wasn't the best sex you could have. But it sure was a lot of fun. As you got older and you were in bed and you knew more, it became smooth and fancy. But there's just something about that raw, old school sex. And that's what we are sex in the back of your car not knowing what you're doing. Crazy truth. It's so funny. We need to put that on a shirt. God.
I actually have only had sex in a car twice. Once it was like in a truck and he stood up on the outside.
That's not in a car.
The second time was you trying to fuck in the front seat because you were hammered. Well, you did succeed.
Yes.
How?
No,
you've
had, No. You've had sex in a car more than that.
What was the other time?
Okay, because that one was in the at a place that we thought was secluded, and it wasn't secluded because I woke up the next morning with nothing on but my cowboy boots. Remember that? But we remember we got a new car. We got a different car, and we fucked in the garage. We broke it in.
We did.
The Bravado. Mm-hmm. Yep. And the dude in the truck, look, fucking in a pickup does
that
not count.
That same dude with the pickup, though, we did it in the front seat of a car.
Okay. Well, there you go. Okay.
How? I don't know.
In that case, then it counts. Yeah.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah, because every time I'm like, let's fuck in the car, you're like, fucking in a car is stupid. And it is. I mean, you know, I did it quite a few. I did it more than that, but that was just, you know, I was an idiot.
I always dated taller guys. I don't know how they can.
You just put your knees in weird positions.
Is it for leverage? The door?
No, well, part of it, what it is you're in high school and you have no idea what the fuck you're doing. So you just, if a girl's laying there and right next to her, there's like her pussy and like a glass filled with water and you can't see it, and you just stick your dick in either one of the two, whichever, if it's wet, you're like, yeah, I'm fucking it. Yeah, let me go. Because you're in high school, you don't know any better. Okay, so that's how that works. So. And you're just as excited because you're still going to tell everybody that you got laid. Now, maybe you just fucked a glass of water, but your dick was wet in the backseat of a car. That's all you know.
Okay.
That's it. Just saying. This show is a complete fucking disaster. I don't even know what the fuck to name this show. This
one. Random.
Clusterfuck. We're going to name this. This show will be episode 116. Clusterfuck.
No, you call it teen sex.
Oh, yeah. That's what we want out there. Fucking A.
Oh, that's true.
You know what? For some odd reason, we got way more listens than we ever have before, and they all seem to be from government buildings. I'll be damned. I wonder why that is.
Well, you said it was like having sex as a teenager. Okay, well, you come
on. No. Let's correct that right now. I did not say it was like having sex with a teenager. I said it was like having sex as, that's important, as a teenager.
Okay.
There's a huge difference. Okay. Holy shit. Hey, guess what? This week's on season 3, episode 117, we'll have guests. This is Bob from the FBI who's here to talk with us. Fucking great. He's here to take all of our equipment.
Okay. So you have time for a question.
Oh, shit. And now I got to give a fuck. Quit playing with, play with your own fucking cord. God, you keep, my ears keep getting yanked. Fucking. You too can be a guest on the Crazy Truth Show. It's awesome. There we go.
Yes, Thomas
Ducey. See, Patrick gets it. Okay.
I can't quit laughing.
All right. Yeah, we're really going to spew some help today. You know what? Here's what we're going to talk about. It's not so much a question. Well, the question has been, we get it asked all the time, why do you guys suck so bad at fucking flirting? We get multiple forms of it. There you go. Go girl in video one. Go girl one in video. Go. This is the first fucking time you've had nothing to say about this in fucking days.
I know you're going to word it like that. Could at least be a question? Damn it.
Okay, wait. I'm sorry, Alex. Let me try again. what the flying. All right. Stop. Pause. Hesitate. Erp.
Stop, collaborate, and listen.
Stop, collaborate, and listen. Cole is back, and I'm with a brand new edition. Okay. Today, on Crazy Truth, Season 3, Episode 115, we're going to approach the subject of how can guys do a better job of flirting to get their dicks wet? We're bringing our special guest, the lovely, lovely, slightly loopy, Miss Amanda, to get her expert opinion on this. Amanda, welcome to the show. And now we sound like all the other podcasters. Woo!
Wow. No, pillow talk we are not.
After this, Dr. Phil and then Delilah. Okay, so.
Shh. It's not just men.
Okay.
It's women too.
Okay.
It's that new age of like flirting over the phone.
Well, the phone's been around since the early 1900s. No, I'm just fucking with you because I can't. Don't give me, because I've heard all the fucking examples because I listen. Goddamn fucking idiots.
I do not say that.
The fuck you don't. The hell you are like, these fucking people couldn't get laid if their fucking life depended on it because they sound like fucking morons. You've said it. I've said it. We've all said it.
Somebody will get my attention more and get me to message them if they just strike a conversation.
Are you all got your handy dandy notebooks out? Here you go. Okay, yes.
If they start off with showing a picture of their dick and say, what do you think of my dick? I'm going to make fun of it.
Yeah, I've been dealing with that for 28 years. And that's just it. I mean, it is, if you listen to my rant this week that will be coming out tonight, that is the truth. It is about fucking having an actual conversation, saying hi, and more than just fucking, just like, hey. And then if you ask a question, sure, yes, no, look. Our kids are grown up, so the days of trying to pump our kids for answers is over. We don't care that much.
If you give one-line answers, you don't want to talk to me.
Right. Right, exactly.
It's like the 20-year-old.
Yeah, and here's the other thing.
Hey, if, what's up? What you doing?
Can I drop a load in you?
He had the balls on, what was it, Friday?
Yes.
Which is the last day of the month, which is bad at my work.
Yes.
To say, hey, you want to do the, he goes, can I get a quick blowjob in the car?
Yeah. Yeah, during the day. Yeah, come on over. Yeah.
No, because no one is roaming around a car lot.
What could possibly go wrong with that? Not to mention the fact, this dude continuously is just like, he got whiny because his balls hurt because he was so horny, and we had to explain to him.
I need to drain my balls.
Yeah, she had to explain that. Don't worry, jack off. They'll refill. It's all good. Look, if your idea of flirting is like, so you want to suck my dick? No, tool bag. That is not any way. No chick is going to be like, well, you know, he did ask me to suck his dick. Fuck, I should hurry over and do that. Nom, 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 nom. It doesn't work that way, you jack wagons. So don't fuck. I mean, seriously, the reason why I get animated about this subject is because as the guy, I get to listen to my wife bitch continuously about retards and their stupid messages they send. So ask her how she's doing. Be nice. Don't call her baby. Don't call her hun. Don't call her sweetie. Don't get demanding with her. Oh, sweet mother of fuck. Do not. You know what you're going to do? You're going to suck my cock and like it. Dude, she will bite that motherfucker off and not think twice.
Oh, that came today. I know. I'm going to shove my dick down your throat. The fuck you are.
Go ahead and try. She's got a loaded Glock by the bed. Respond, see how that works out.
All I could respond is laugh out loud. Okay.
It's like, I get that people, look, it's not penthouse form. If you're actually talking to somebody, look, if you want to just talk dirty to somebody and you don't care, you know, some chick, whatever, or some dude, whatever, they have 800 numbers for that.
If you're in person, you know, talk, make eye contact, joke around, be flirty that way. And then you can, should I walk up saying want to fuck or should I duck? Wouldn't work. You can eventually, but I wouldn't start off with that. At least introduce yourself, you know.
I'm going to shove my cock down your throat. By the way, I'm Cole. Yeah, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
Just fucking horrendous. It just don't.
By text, you can do flirting and stuff. By text, it's not that complicated.
Seriously, if you want to just talk dirty, if you're getting off on just talking dirty to some chick or some guy, either way, whatever, you just want to get off talking dirty. That's your kink. That's your thing. Rock on. Call the phone sex number. They're standing by. They need your business.
I had a guy from the UK today go, want to have phone sex with a, what did he say, a European big dick or whatever he said, and I just kind of went, no, I'm good.
See, now, if that had been me, I would have changed it up and went, hey, so do you dig accents? Do you dig seeing the sights? You'd be like, yeah, maybe. Well, here's the deal. Why don't you call me and you can come visit Big Ben? Ring my bell.
Okay, that'd make me laugh.
See, and here's the deal. If a girl laughs, most of the time, if a girl laughs, you got a really good chance to fucking weasel lower. Weep, 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 weep.
But Patrick Damn, there goes my opening line for the next time we see each other. Yes, but you've met me.
Okay,
there you've seen me naked several times.
Shannon, example bad for me. So I have a big dick and I need you to fuck it. Yeah, that always works really well. And here's what's really bad. Remember, this is like that thing of like being a rich guy, you know, and no matter how rich you are, there's probably some guy that's richer, okay? So you're like, hey, I got a big dick. You might have a big dick, but remember, there's a good chance somebody has a bigger one. And then all of a sudden, some dude walks up with a seal killer and goes, really? Well, that's a cute little minnow. And next thing you know, you hear her going in the pool later going. For those not listening to the whole show, that will make no sense.
Oh, what was it? On Twitter or somebody had somebody message me going, you know, oh, it was MeWe. It was some porn guy. He goes, you know, you want a big dick? And I'm like, yeah. What's big? I'm always going to drill you if you're going to start off like that.
No. She's going to drill you with questions.
Yes. So okay. I'm like, well, go how ahead. Big is it? He goes, 8. I'm like, well, my husband's that big.
Okay, wait a minute. Grab the fucking the beast, the huge thing. I want it duly noted that we saw.
I found a video on MeWe that had a girl with one this big.
Red. It was red. Lovely.
And she sat on it.
With
and I'm
ease.
Not talking about her cooter.
With ease. With ease.
She did that with anal. It was stuck to the floor, and she just a couple of times, and it was down. I'm like, oh, boy.
And at which point in time, every drug cartel was all excited because they'd found a new mule.
Yeah, I was just like, okay, oh,
put that stinky thing away. Don't, man.
Oh, it's...
It's like, here's what's sad. It smells like, you know, like...
Rubber,
which, you know, when you're in high school, you, like, sniff it and get high, except I don't want to sit on camera and sniff a dick. So...
hands. You want to smell it then?
No. God. How many times have you come home and said that? It's on my hand. Smell it now. God. What are we even talking about? What are
we were
again?
Talking about flirting.
Oh, that's right.
There are times that you can joke around and say you want to fuck.
Yes. You don't want
to
know.
And it has worked with some people.
Yes.
Some people like a little bit of mental masturbation first.
It depends on how much you've had to drink. The drunker I am, the more apt that line's willing to work. I've said that to myself drunk. Looking
if you've
there, hey, baby,
to
you want to fuck?
Prior,
then I'm home jacking off.
And they know that you want to hook up. You can blatantly just go up to them and crack the joke of, do you want to fuck? And they probably would go, oh, okay, let's go. But you've talked to them before.
I like to lower expectations. I was chatting with someone this evening and making a comment, a joke about dick pics. And I got told to send one. And I said that I did not want to disappoint them while they were still had time to back out. So that I wanted to wait. No, I would never do. No. Just send one. I'm like, no. And I didn't send one. Didn't send one. And finally they were like, send one. And I'm like, okay. So I sent one. And I was like, please don't back out. Because, you know, I'd rather disappoint you in person than I would online. So she maintains she's not backing out. But we'll have to see. Who knows? I don't know. But I like to do that. It kind of is disarming. I mean, no one actually believes a guy if you know, when you make a joke about having a small dick, nobody actually believes that. And it's kind of it's somewhat of a refreshing. If you want to joke about your dicks or use that as a joke, go smaller, not bigger. That's you know, just saying.
Yeah, because you could be hyped up from all the talking
about
having a big dick, and then you walk in and you're like,
well, you could have a fucking, like, coronary explode, and all of a sudden only half the flow is going to your dick, and you're like, fun of a bitch, and then you're beating against tables trying to get it to work and shit. Of course, although we did find watching porn at Crazy Summer Nights, apparently if you choke your penis like it owes you money, and, like, choke it like you're trying to kill it, like truly choking the chicken,
okay.
If you want the chicken's head to explode, you'll come more. I'm going to try. Apparently in the 90s, that was a porn thing. You just grab
really?
It. I mean, they're just like grabbing like. Arr!
Around the head of it?
Yeah, to get it when they were getting ready to come. They were like, and they had a really good fucking mean face. Okay. It was like out of like Full Metal Jacket. Show me your war face. Arr! You know, and then they're just fucking squeezing their dick. And I'm like, fuck, there's like handprints on that motherfucker when they're done. Jesus Christ. So
did
I mean,
look all purple.
Yeah, it looked like it was looked like a cartoon thermostat. It was gonna like. So I'm gonna try that. So if you're an event, or if you're, we hook up sometime in the near future,
yeah,
and all of a sudden,
let's see.
I can't blow it now. We got an event coming up. Yeah, that's fine. But if you hear me yelp in pain, or if you see me, you know, just like really red faced and sweaty, it's I wasn't having a heart attack. I was just trying to choke my dick into submission. Fucking surrender. I don't even know what I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing at this point. Nah. I really don't. I don't even know why how we're on the air. Really,
because we're having fun. Fuck what everybody thinks.
I really should be drinking. Quit touching my cords. God. We're going to have to get one of those studios where we have our own separate rooms. Because you won't keep your hand. Yo, you're pulling my ears off. Ow. Because you won't keep your hands to yourself and not in the good way. But jeez Louise, man. Hey, you know why we're doing this? I'm almost getting old. I'm almost old.
Yeah, his birthday's on Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Heart meds and stuff. It's fucking kick ass.
You're not on heart meds. Shut
yeah, I
up.
Am.
Oh, for your heart.
Oh, yeah, for your heart. No, I'm on heart meds for my leg. Yes, for my heart. What the fuck?
That's for blood pressure. That does.
Well, it's going to go up when I'm choking my dick, like, you know.
Apparently.
Anyway.
I mean, I'm not on it, but, you know, I have other issues.
Well, that's all right, Lipitor. So
I can't take Lipitor. It damages my liver.
I think that's Jack Daniels, but okay, we'll go with that. Either way, mine I can drink with, I think. I think I really haven't actually read any of that. I don't really know what I can and can't do with mine.
You probably can. Yours isn't going to cause liver damage.
Here's
mine
a nice.
Does.
Here's a nice thing. With the birthday coming up, there'll be a new part of my outfit that I'll a part of my costume when we go places. Now, so I'll have my suit coat and my rings and my nails done, and my glasses and
a
know.
Tiara.
No, no, fuck off, bitch. No, I'll also have the waiver. I'll have to. There'll be the waiver that you'll need to sign that you can't be hold me or you or Kaz Bank responsible if I were to collapse and die during sex. So you'll need to go ahead and sign this and notarize this right there. Signature here.
You're
signature here. Signature
than
here.
I am. Shut the hell up.
I know, but you live forever. So signature here. Signature here. Signature here. Press hard. 3 copies. It's just. It'll be a small legal waiver. that you know you can't fucking you can't like. If I die during sex, you can't, like, clip any of my hair or take anything to sell on eBay or whatever, you know, and just that kind of shit. Just little waivers. Just safety first. It's one of those things. You know,
or
if I don't die but I have a stroke, you can't sue me for, like, mental anguish if you can never have sex again after that
you
or whatever.
You haven't even hit 50.
I know. I know, but I want to. I want to be, like, it's like the, I'm like the fucking, with the Price is Right, the yodeler. Climbing up the mountain, so. There's going to be age ranges that have to sign different waivers for different age ranges.
You don't think certain ages can keep up, huh?
No. I'm thinking there's certain age ranges that that there's going to be
maybe there's certain age ranges you should avoid. Yeah,
I could, but those are the age ranges now that they like my gray. Look, if there's a certain waiver, there's the daddy waiver. If I yell, "Who's got daddy issues?" and you come running towards me, then you get a special waiver. The gray hair waiver. If it's, you know, it's going to be like a GILF waivers. We'll have separate ones. MILF will have different ones. Because now kind of a MILF for me is like a GILF or a GILF for other people. We've had that. If you listen to other shows, a GILF is a great grandmother I'd like to fuck. So, because now a lot of people that when I hook up are GILFs.
I'm not.
No, you're not a GILF. You're my wife, so I don't actually categorize you as a MILF either. I think that's rude, just saying. But, you know, so the thing is I fuck GILFs, and I fuck quite a few GILFs, actually. And
you have.
I don't think I've fucked a GILF yet. Possibly some down the there's possibility. You know, I could. Be like Gene Simmons, and all of a sudden, fucking that hot 80-year-old, I'm banging her. we'll exchange waivers. Hey, baby, you want to wear my Med Alert bracelet?
And you call me Loopy.
Here, I'll let you hold the keys in my car. Why? Well, you can kind of pretend like the key fob is like the metal alert bracelet necklace that you're used to wearing, baby. I'll push your button, you push mine.
Wow.
You push mine, the car's going to go, my bump. I push yours, we're going to have a threesome.
You enjoyed that a little too much. Oh, wow.
Clear. Gunk.
I want to touch my life support button.
It's fallen and the Viagra won't get it up.
If you can't get it up, just say no, little bobcat. Eat her out and call it good.
Hey, I'm almost done. Hey, I'll get nurse. Help.
Can I tickle you with my tongue?
I think you've got a fever, baby. Oh, they're getting ready to do rope play. No, it's actually gauze play.
Gauze play? What are you, a fucking mummy or what? They don't do that anymore. You know that, right?
Oh, God. Floggers made of gauze. That's just so fucking awesome.
Wow, who's gotten lippy? Not lippy. Lippy. Lippy.
Knife plays a whole new thing.
It sure takes weeks of recovery.
Ah. Want to share an IV bag? Welcome to Crazy Truth Geriatric Sex Edition.
How are you going to do that with the walker in a wheelchair? Or wait, your family, the eyes go.
Oh, God.
So you're not going to know what you're fucking.
You know what? Your every swinger event's like a dark room. That's horrible. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Ah. We are so going to hell.
Wet noodles.
Oh, was that Viagra you taking for your dick? No, for my heart. The original intention. Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. wouldn't be all bad. I'll fuck somebody on oxygen because I'll use some of that every now and then.
Can I have a hit?
Can we share that shit? I'm big enough. I'm not a bird. I don't smoke anymore. It's safer now. It's all good. Yeah, turn that fucking shit up to 100%. Yeah, we're going there.
The nursing home thing.
Do you guys do drugs at these sex parties?
Well, electric play.
God.
You just need to carry a taser with you. Of course, he'd be tasing himself. You know that, right?
This is a big one.
You said yes?
Instead of a key party, everybody throws their hearing aids in the fucking jar. or the metal alert bracelet she pushes to use. Mrs. Jones, are you okay? I'm fucking Mrs. Jones! So next week, our newest sponsor is Blue Cross Blue Shield.
You can't even take a drink.
Oh, God. Well, it sure has been a fun 3-year run.
Oh, you're allowed to have fun ones every now and then. It doesn't have to be serious all the time. Serious isn't fun.
So, We're pretty excited to announce our newest event. That'll be coming up sometime in the near future.
Nursing room.
Nursing home Olympics.
No, it's a takeover.
Yeah. We're actually not doing hotel takeovers this year. We're going to be moving to nursing home takeovers. And we're just going to let shit see. We'll just let shit fall where it may. All of a sudden, my brain is racing of all the different things you could put in a fishbowl to pull out to determine who to fuck. And it's like, I went, teeth.
Eyeglasses,
you could put eyeglasses, teeth.
Hearing aids.
God. You know, in the back of our studio, you can't see us because it's covered by our high-tech curtain equipment, is a window. And I am so waiting for the lightning bolt to just come fucking zapping my ass straight through with that. So
yeah, it should.
I actually really think that's a
good place.
That's
to
an
stop.
Excellent place to just call her a wrap,
yeah,
right fucking there.
Only 5 minutes shy.
That's, you know what? I think it's probably okay. Just saying.
I have fun.
Quick shout out to our sponsors.
Wheelchair stripping.
There we go. I will give you a wheelchair dance. Is that a lap dance?
Kinda.
Hip.
All you do.
Stick them hundies down that. Down them fucking Depends, baby. Keep the poles shorter. Just saying. No fog.
Screw Netflix and chill. It's all about Life Alert and Squirt.
Okay, that may not be a shirt now. Because I'd wear it.
Oh, of course you would.
Okay, well, I'd like to go ahead and give a shout out to our sponsors. Because I'm sure they're going to be thrilled to be attached to this show. Altplayground.net for the young people just keeps growing with the addition of Sexy Mofos, Swinger Social, and so many other sites. Be a part of the fastest growing adult website out there, adultplayground.net. Join today. Make sure when you do, you find Crazy Kasba. That's us. Join our group on there because we're fucking nuts. Also, don't forget our good friends at ASNLifestyleMagazine.com. 3 million horny motherfuckers, can't be wrong. There's no age limit. Be one of the horny people and join yourself today. ASNLifestyleMagazine.com. And finally, get your lube. Get your lube. Get your sex toys. Get whatever you need. Get your gauze. PureRomance.com/KelseyLivingGoods. 2871189. Go visit that site today and get hooked up today. All right, kids, doing it the only fucking way I know how, the only way I want to, and definitely the only way I ever will. Kasba style, out.
Bye.